Okay, so to many of you who have, I'll tell. Sit down. So this basically, I would like to tell you something today about a very great devotee called Haridas. Basically, you know, all of you know Brahmaji.
Yeah.
All of you know Brahma. How many heads he has?
Four or three?
Four.
How many say four?
I went to four.
How many say three? Okay. You can put your hand down. Brahmaji has four heads. 1, 2, 3, 4. At the back. The back is not seen. So maybe many times. Yeah, Pushkar. Yes. So, four heads Brahmaji has. Okay. So, now, once what happened, there was this pastime in Vrindavan where Lord Krishna, he was sitting along with his friends and taking prasad. You know the story? Okay. Yeah, Brahmaji steals calves. Okay. So, anyway. So there was a pastime, I'll very quickly recap this pastime. When they were eating, Brahmaji at that time, he thought, Krishna is such a small boy, how can he be the Supreme Lord? So what happened, he stole the, when Krishna was eating along with his friends, he stole the calves of Krishna and along with his friends, he took them and he put in one cave. And after some time, when Krishna went to see those calves, that time Krishna, all his friends, all the coward boys, they were also put into the cave. And when Krishna came back, no calves, no friends. How you'll go home? So that is why Krishna expanded into so many calves and so many coward boys. The coward boys are called gopas. So he expanded himself into so many, and then he went to their house. And so they all went to a house. And that time everybody was very happy because Krishna had taken that form. So the cows, actually it is said that the cows in Vrindavan, they had a desire that they wanted to feed Krishna, to become mother for Krishna at least one day. So this way Krishna fulfilled their desire by becoming the calf. When they become the calf, they drink the milk of the cow. So this way cow will give milk to Krishna. So anyway, this happened for one full year. But one full year is just 1 minute for Brahma.
One day for Brahma.
So the thing is the time, that is between the time between spiritual world and material world. So Brahma came after that time to see that what happened, like what happened to the boys and the calves. But he saw again the same scene. Krishna was eating prasad with all of his friends and all the calves were taking grass. Brahma was bewildered. He said, "Hare, I just hid all of them. Where are they?" Then he went to see in that cave and all of them were there. Again he came here, they all were there. He went twice, thrice, he came and then he thought, "What is this? What is happening?" And then he saw all those forms which were along with Krishna, they all expanded into Narayan forms, showing that they all were Krishna. So then Brahmaji, along with his four heads, he fell at the feet of Lord Krishna and he begged for forgiveness. "Please forgive me. I misunderstood the power of yours. You are the Supreme Lord. I thought you are a small boy. And please forgive me." And then he went back to his loka, that is Satyaloka. Satyaloka is the place where Brahmaji stays. He went there and he started thinking, "Oh, what I have done? I have done a great mistake of misunderstanding the power of Lord Krishna." So then he thought that, "Let me do tapasya." Lord Krishna, he is in every yuga. All of you know about the yugas?
Yes.
What are the yugas? There are four yugas. What are they?
Kaliyuga, Satyayuga, Treta, Dwapar, Kaliyuga.
Okay, see, there are the four periods of times. That is Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. These are the different times, time periods. So now what is going on is Kali
Yuga.
So in every Yuga, the Lord Krishna, he comes as different incarnations to protect devotees and to kill demons. Right? To protect dharma. So when he the Treta Yuga, he comes as Lord Ram. So when he comes as Lord Ram, in Treta Yuga. In Dwapar Yuga, he comes as Lord Krishna. In Kali Yuga, he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He comes as Chaitanya. Did you follow? In Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna comes as Chaitanya. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Did you follow? In this thing, raise your hands. In Treta Yuga, he came as?
Ram.
Just raise your hands. In Treta Yuga as Ram. In Dwapar Yuga as? Okay, Vishwambar. In Dwapar Yuga as?
Krishna.
Krishna. Now in Kali Yuga as?
Chaitanya.
Is it clear for you?
Vishnu.
Satya Yuga, it was a white complexion case, Kapila. There are different explanations, but now why I am telling this is, Lord Krishna, now I am talking, this 5 days we will be talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna came as Chaitanya in Kali Yuga to show how you can become a devotee of Lord Krishna. Why? Because Lord Krishna gave some instructions in Bhagavad Gita. The main instruction of Bhagavad Gita is do not worry. Surrender unto me, do not worry. But now how to do that? By, he said, manmanabhav madbhakto. That is, you always think of me, sing my glories. But now, how can you always think of him and sing his glories when you sing, when you remember him? For that, to show that, how to do that, the Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this past times, so Brahmaji thought, when the Lord is coming as Chaitanya, even I will go with him to do past times and I will be the most humble servant. Should I continue the story?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So now Brahmaji took birth as a most humble servant, as a Muslim. Yes.
Haridas.
Yeah.
Haridas.
Yes. He took as a birth as a Muslim. Brahmaji was born as a Muslim in a most poor family. They were untouchables. You know, if you touch them, you have to take bath like that. Brahmaji took birth as Haridas in a Muslim family in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. When Lord Krishna came as Chaitanya, are you following what I am saying? When Lord Krishna came as Chaitanya, at that time Brahmaji came as Haridas. Are you following? So this Haridas, he was a Muslim, but from birth, he liked to take the names of Lord Krishna very much. Always he was chanting the names of Krishna. And because he was always chanting the names of Krishna, what happened? He was shining. He was very beautiful, extremely beautiful. He was very handsome. And this Haridas, he became so beautiful, everybody in that city got attracted with him. But what happened? There was one person called Kazi. He was jealous of Haridas. Because everyone was attracted by Haridas, so this Kazi was jealous. So he went and reported to the governor of that place that this person, being a Muslim, he is taking the names of Hindu God. So the governor said, is that so? Bring him in the court. So he was brought in the court. But Haridas, he was so beautiful because of chanting the names of Lord constantly. So when he was brought, even the governor got up. Because he was so very beautiful. But then he sat down and he said, why are you taking the names of Muslim? Being born as a Muslim, why are you taking the names of Hindu God? So Haridas said, there is only one God. He has different names. Different names he has. Like Jesus, he has Allah, he has Krishna, he has Rama, he has different names. There is only one God. There is only one scripture. And the governor said, no, you are not obeying our rules. Why don't you take the names? Just stop taking names of Hindu God and take the names of Allah and take, why don't you be a proper Muslim? So then Haridas said, otherwise I will punish you. Haridas said, I don't mind. You punish me, You kill me. You kill me into millions of pieces. You cut my body into millions of pieces. But still I will take the names of Lord Krishna. And he was determined. But the Qazi said, then the governor said, what I should do? So then the Qazi said, punish him. And what was the punishment? He should be beaten in 22 marketplaces. Can you imagine? In 22 marketplaces, he will be beaten by 4 gundas. For taking the names of Krishna. Because being a Muslim, but he is taking the names of Krishna. So he will be beaten in 22 marketplaces. So then, Haridas did not worry. So he was taken to the first marketplace. All those 4 people, they were hitting him very loudly. They didn't have anything. They didn't have even little compassion in their heart. They were not at all kind. They were just beating him. But he was totally absorbed in taking the names of Krishna. Not only that, he was praying to the Lord. And you know what was his prayers? That please don't do anything to these 4 people. This was his prayer. He prayed that nothing should happen to these 4 people. And then they went to the second marketplace. Nothing happened. In fact, he was very happy. He was not even having little pain also. Because he was constantly taking the names of the Lord. He was constantly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Constantly chanting. And then he went to the third marketplace. Nothing happened. Fourth marketplace. Like this, 22 marketplaces he was beaten by 4 gundas. But no, nothing happened to him. Then the gundas told him that, see Baba, if you don't die, the Qazi will kill us. So Haridas Thakur said, oh, is that so? Don't worry. He immediately lay down. He lied down and he pretended to be dead. You follow? He pretended to be dead. He absorbed his life air and he pretended to be dead. So then all these gundas, they presented the dead body in front of Qazi. Qazi said that, they said, now what we should do with the dead body? Should we, should we burn it or should we bury it like this? So he said, no, we should not do all these things. Just throw this body in Ganga. Just throw it in Ganga. So then they said, okay. And they threw the body of Haridas in Ganga. And then after some time, Haridas just got up from Ganga and he as usual started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He just started chanting. So at that time, when the news went to the governor and to the Qazi, they came and saw. You know what was their rule? They said that if after 22 marketplaces he is beaten, if he survives, then we will understand that what he is saying is true. So now they agreed to what he had to say, that you should take the names of the Lord, and they also begged for forgiveness. Shri Haridas Thakur ki. Then after this, Haridas went and stayed in one cave. Cave. You know cave? He was staying in a cave and 24 hours he was chanting. And in one day, he would chant 3 lakh names of the Lord. 22 hours he would chant the names of the Lord. And only 2 hours for his activities like eating or sleeping or washing, whatever. He was staying in a cave and 22 hours, 3 lakh names of the Lord every day he would take. And now in this cave, what happened? Many people used to come and take his darshan. Because he was a sage. So many people used to come to take darshan. But what happened? An obnoxious smell would come from that cave. Very dirty smell. You couldn't bear that smell. Like sometime back you were having, right? Like that obnoxious smell was coming. It was more worse than this. Very dirty smell. And that was because a very poisonous snake was staying in that cave. And it was giving out vapors. The poisonous vapors of that snake was coming out. So that smell was coming in that cave. So all the people who came to see Haridas, they said, can you please move away from this cave? Because we can't come here. We want to come and see you. But it's unbearable, this smell. So then Haridas said, okay, let me think. He said that, but he was not at all affected. All these days, Haridas was staying there. He didn't even feel anything. But now he thought, because the people are getting disturbed, so he thought, I will do one thing. I will move from the cave, because the snake is residing in this cave from a long time. It has made it as its house. So let it stay here, let me go. But what happened? The snake, the Lord, see, in everybody, the Lord is present. In a snake, in an ant, in a tiger, in a human being, in a dog, in everybody, the Lord is present in a form of Paramatma. So the Paramatma in the snake made the snake move away. The snake thought, let me go away. Let Haridas stay here. So the snake moved away from there. So this way, a devotee is not at all disturbed. And he never disturbs anyone. Another pastime is, there was another person called, should I continue more one or two stories? There was one more person. Acha. Okay. Acha. Yes. Yeah. Keep it here. So there is, then what happened? There was another person called Ramachandra Khan. Khan. Yeah. He was also jealous of Haridas. So what he did is, once he called one prostitute. Prostitute means there are these ladies who have many husbands. Girls. You can say husband. They have many husbands. They don't have good qualities at all. So he called her. He said her to go and disturb Haridas. So she went and she went to Haridas Thakur's house. And Haridas was very handsome. Was very beautiful. Because he was constantly chanting the names of the Lord. So she went and told him, can you spend some time with me? So then he said that I have to finish my rounds. I have to finish my chanting. Because every day he would chant 192 rounds.
192 rounds?
Yes. So 192 rounds and 3 lakh names of the Lord. So he said, let me finish my rounds, then I will talk with you. Please sit down. Please take a seat. Let me finish my rounds. So that day, he couldn't give time to that lady, so she went home. She came then another day. Another day she came, the same thing happened. The third day she came and she was sitting there itself. Finally, what happened? He was so much engrossed in chanting the names of the Lord. Like if I keep an ice cream in front of you, how fast you can take. Like that for Haridas, the Harinam was. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was so engrossed in taking the names of the Lord that even that lady started chanting the names of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
So even she started chanting the names of the Lord and she told him finally that please forgive me. I came to disturb you. Because I was sent by this Ramachandra Khan, I came to disturb you. But in your association, I have changed. So he said, actually, I knew that you will come. I knew Ramachandra Khan is jealous of me and he will send you. But I stayed here to deliver you. What you do? You give up all your money which you have earned unlawfully. Give up all your royal clothes. Take simple clothes and take one tulsi plant and come and stay here in this cottage. Continue chanting the names of Krishna and she became a very great devotee and she became a guru of so many people. So this way Haridas Thakur was performing many pastimes. Some more pastimes we will see tomorrow. Okay.